Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment on Halachos of Traveling. A very common question that comes up in the context of travel has to do with washing. Person's on the road, they finally gotten, in the rhythm of things, and traffic on 95 is cleared up, they're on their way, and then somebody wants a sandwich, and you don't have any water in the car. And now, so the question is, do you have to stop to wash somewhere? Do you have to wait until you find water? So this is discussed in the Gemara inside in Shulchan Aruch. And the basic rule is that going forward, you have to see if you think you'll be able to find water within the next four meal would translate to approximately 3 miles. So if you can get water within the next 4 meal, you have to wait. You have to wait to eat the sandwich until you get to that water within the next 4 meal. If you don't think there'll be water within the next 4 meal, but you know that if you were to go backwards, you would find water. You just passed the rest stop. So up to a meal, which is about 3/4 of a mile, going backwards, you'd also be obligated to do so. But if you're confident that there's not water within the next 4 meal, and there hasn't been water within the 1 meal going back from where you currently are, then the rabbi said, we're the ones who obligated you to wash in the first place. We absolve you of your obligation. You can eat the bread without washing. A very common question that's asked is, when we talk about 4 meal and 1 meal, are we talking about distance? Are we talking about the time it would take to travel 4 meal or 1 meal in the times of the Gemara? Obviously, we can cover 3 miles pretty fast in our cars, certainly if we're driving on the highway. Much faster than they did in the times of the Talmud. So it's normally accepted that when we're talking about 4 meal and 1 meal, we're talking about the amount of time it would take in the times of the Gemara to travel 4 meal or 1 meal, meaning that if going forward, I don't think there'll be water for the next 72 minutes going forward on my trip, or there's also not access to water for 18 minutes if I would turn around and turn back, then we say that I'm exempt from washing. But if there will be water within those two time frames, either going forward or going backwards, then I have to wait. A very important question is, let's say there's not access to water. There's not going to be access to water. So I just eat the sandwich regularly. So the halacha is, we're still concerned about the purity of the hands. We're supposed to wrap our hand in something, both of our hands. Just wrap both of our hands in something, so that we don't touch the bread directly. I will note that the real halacha, if you look it up, the halacha is not wrap the bread in something, because it's very common that the bread could fall out of the wrapping, and then you'll just come to pick it up directly. The halacha is wrap your hand in something. So it would be that I would take, I don't know, like a plastic bag or something, paper towel, and I would put my hand in that and then hold the bread. That would seem to be the appropriate method. So again, I'm obligated to wait to wash if I think there'll be water within 72 minutes going forward or 18 minutes going back. And if the answer to both of those questions is no, then I should wrap my hand in something, both of my hands, not just the hand with which I'm holding the bread. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.